Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Able to do, this is where you're starting new organizations, new initiatives. And so I definitely want to see pension reform. And I definitely want to see living communities where if you're retiring, you can actually move into, I'm not talking about old people's homes. I have a very strong aversion to that. But living communities where you have mixed use housing. So a community where Kojo's there, when he's leaving to work, he leaves his kids. And if they are young kids, they are grandparents, you know, in the community. It's the sound of children laughing, crying, running around. That's what keeps the spirit alive.
I can feel the spirit. I can feel the spirit. Yeah. All right.
So I'll just end right there, but you get the point?
I don't get the point.
You feel the spirit. There we go.
This is very, very, very key.
Mixed-use housing.
It's actually very key, yeah.
Could you tell me your third and final season?
Sports.
Please don't mention Liverpool in this situation.
It's sports, and I'm talking sports. I'm not talking football.
Okay.
And I'm talking about a sports system in the country where we are excelling at every discipline that we decide to put our minds to. A country of sports people who have access to quality training. And by that I mean we are training people, coaches, because a lot of the time our sports talent get poor coaching at the beginning, and when you get poor coaching you never get to your full potential. So I'm not even looking at only the actors, the actual maybe athletes, to use athletes broadly. You are looking at a training, the resources, the people, you know, and it is a conveyor belt. It's not a one-off thing where you know that every year you are churning out these people, you are giving them refresher courses, and the facilities are available. This is not something that you just have one, you know, multi-purpose facility sitting somewhere, and it's, if somebody has access, they go there. No, a proper program, even akin, not with the drugs, but akin to what East Germany used to do. And East Germany will churn out athletes every year in every discipline. Remove the drugs. But it was a systematic system. It was deliberate. It's not, oh, this guy has talent, so let's encourage him. And he's training based on I don't know what. But the training for me is key. The facilities are key. And it is for every discipline. I don't subscribe to those who say our strength lies in football, athletics, boxing, hockey, so let's focus on that. We don't even know what we can do in other disciplines. We haven't even tried to develop the other disciplines to see. Who knows? I mean, there are very tall people up north. Basketball, volleyball. Do they have the facilities? Do they have the training? Do they have the, in fact, the science to it? It brings it back to even the meals that the people eat. You're not training to just go and fill your belly with 100% carbohydrates. Those things don't work. So I'm talking about scientific sports development in this country.
On that very scientific note, I will go for a brief break. If you just joined us, please stay tuned, because Dr. Issi Ansah and Kojo Adeyemensah are describing their ideal Ghana. And when I come back, I'm going to ask each of them, which of your, when I call them opponents, I'll call them protagonists, which of the other person's points made you almost drop one and take that one instead. And it applies both ways. Yeah. And Dr. Ansah has been talking about leadership and governance, education and social protection. And Kojo Adeyemensah has been talking about education, youth and sports. Let me remind you that Springboard is brought to you by Legacy and Legacy Enjoy 99.7 FM and proudly sponsored by MTN, the Enterprise Group, UMB Bank and Access Pension Trust with support from the Graphic Communications Group. Let's also mention that in the episode 14 of the core program, our COVID-19 Recovery and Resilience Program this week, we'll be looking at the summit of how to reinvent yourself. Sometimes, listen, either stagnation, retrogression, disruption, or competition is forcing you to rethink what you are doing. Like what you mentioned, sometimes you just have no option but reinvent yourself and start doing what you never had thought you could do. Find out how to reinvent yourself, drop some non-beneficial, I didn't want to use the word useless, habits, and adopt some very, very helpful new ones for your life. You see, you've been on this same show with this same subject exactly 4 years and 4 months ago.
I
and
have
the
my
5th
notes.
Of June,
2016.
You see, when Matthew is around, you will never fall into trouble. If I find Matthew, I can tell you when you're born, what the weather forecast and what the actual weather was on that day. That's Matthew for you. So, and you had 5 points. Your contemporary of that day was Ace.
I remember.
And I remember what Ace said, and I remember what you said. And your 5 points, two of them have featured again today. Your point number one was that people are in leadership who have not been trained for leadership. And so you talked about compulsory leadership training. Your point number two that day was public sector reform.
It's important.
So they call that consistency. The same place. Could you? It says people seeking to public office right from their youth must go into boot camps. They must learn ethics, managing people, and she says they must get depth of knowledge to be able to run their positions. How big is this for you?
I think it's a huge, huge thing, because what happens usually is people find themselves in a leadership position just by default chance, and suddenly realize they are not even prepared for where they have been thrust, you know. So even what I'll broaden with what she's saying is it should be part of our curriculum, our school curriculum, so that You are ready if it happens or not. Not everybody wants to go into public life and public leadership and all that, but you never know where you find yourself.
What level would you like to see it at?
From with our current education system, which is something, if you ask me what I would do, I would totally shred and dismantle. With our current...
Decide and rebuild.
and properly build.
Why did you add that?
I'll do that from GSS 1.
Okay.
Because that's when...
training from GSS 1.
Yes, that's when people start, you know, realizing who they are, and, you know, it's at around that age.
Could you look at yourself, you're managing a financial institution with investors' funds.
Yes.
It's huge responsibility. And I'm sure looking at the amount of training you had to do to become the CEO of the company, you are saying, me brave, then think about somebody who's managing a whole, let's say, a ministry.
Yeah.
And yours is just a small part of it, or one company is just a small part.
Bang on. Private firms like ours take time, or private companies take time to invest in their people and train them appropriately to be ready. But we don't do that in public sector. Which
that there's lack of continuity. So I come in for 4 years, and when I come, I must bring my people who may not have assumed that they will be.
I'm not sure, and she's here, but I'm not even talking about elected office. Albert, I'm not talking about elected office public life. That's not what I'm talking about.
Talking about the public sector.
I'm talking about the public sector and the leadership at that level. It's even a problem. Anytime they talk leadership and governance, everybody thinks of a politician. No.
Are you looking for the Singapore model that supposedly pays the public sector more? You aspire to get a job in the public sector.
Exactly.
They pay you more than the private sector.
You hire the best, you pay them well, and you equip them to do what they need to do so that change in government, etc., is totally irrelevant. You know, the system is working.
What about the numbers?
What about the numbers? Oh, you cut them down and then make sure that you're efficient. But then you find ways in which you're building an ecosystem.
That is right. We will not vote for you. All right, so those are the top things I see. I will leave that vote of which one we are pushing to last. Mm-hmm. So we've dealt with your point about compulsory leadership training. I'm sure we could go into it more and more and more. But and then also about public sector
reform.
Have we touched on public sector reform? Maybe we haven't. Have you had a bad experience, Kuju, in public sector?
I beg.
You don't want to name a shame. Don't name a shame. Have you had a bad experience and tell yourself it's not worth it?
You see, yes, I've had a bad experience, but you know why it can be done?
Mm.
A few weeks ago, I went into the Accra Digital Center to go and renew my passport.
Yeah, I had a great experience.
Precisely.
And I had a great experience in the driver's license.
Driver's license was phenomenal for me.
Yes. So talk about the good ones.
That's what I'm trying to say, that even though we've had bad experiences, mm-hmm. if we put our minds to it, it can be done.
So you
but sadly, the passport thing is being run by the system that they are having there, the biometrics. I think it's being run by a private firm.
But it's still but a public sector function.
This is
that is working mm-hmm. in partnership.
So it can be done.
Right.
Yep.
I'll give that to you. Let's go on to Kujo's first point and on education. And I'll tie that with yours.
Mm-hmm.
Kujo says, what's the big point about education? Really? It's about learning. So he says, everyone can learn virtually. Students, mm-hmm. parents, grandparents, everybody. And so Wi-Fi the whole country, mm-hmm. eliminate schools on the trees, mm-hmm. and put a device in each mm-hmm. person's hands to mm-hmm. learn online. Is it what you think?
I totally agree. Absolutely. I think when we talk about education, we confuse that with schooling. Mm-hmm. They're not the same. So we're not talking about go to the classroom, write an exam, you pass, off you go.
Yes.
But, you know, learning, exposure, your mind being very open and broadened. I used to teach in an adult literacy program. You don't have that here. If you have somebody who's 60 and wants to learn to read, only to read to their grandchildren, what are the options? So learning, lifelong learning.
Did you say that our focus is too much on learning to be employed with the knowledge?
Yes.
Learning to have a certificate and then eventually learning to be employed. That's a problem.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Big problem. So they go in, chew, poor pass, move on.
Forget.
They come to the interview, disaster.
Mm.
We'll talk about what the core program is doing about that in the hangout this Thursday and other Thursdays. But so could you see a device in each person's hands?
Mm-hmm.
What in one of our springboard programs, we're looking at crazy ideas, not in my ideal Ghana, but under different sectors. And I recall there was a session with Kofi Dadze and Kofi Osinsha. And Kofi Dadze was talking about putting a device in each child's hand.
Mm-hmm.
And we had my friend Grant Bulmo from London, he's an educational consultant, just happening on the same idea, talking about the collaboration between the lecturers of his son and lecturers in the US easily, flawlessly.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, Kofi Dadze actually did a calculation of the amount of money he would need to buy the textbooks for a GHS2 child. I think it was about 314, somewhere around there, 300 and something CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed us a device that could load 1,000 or 3,000 textbooks, and that cost 180.
There you are.
And he says this child will not just have all the required textbooks, but several others that they can have fun learning with. Does it make sense now that COVID?
It makes sense now that COVID has not done so badly. And I think one of the good things with COVID-19 is it's exposed what we can do and what we're capable of. There's an organization that actually has this running, where they have devices with access to content, and this is not dependent on the internet.
Yes.
So these things are possible, and I think it's overdue.
The good news about this, Kujo, is that actually what Kofi Dadze described in that conversation had a way of bypassing
the internet.
In the subsequent series, I brought other educational people who said there was a way in which downloads could be done up front, preloaded, And ways, there are ways in which even without nationwide Wi-Fi, we could still use
these facilities. When we were growing up, late 60s, early 70s, when you were going to school, everybody had chalk and slate.
Mm.
It's the same concept.
Mm.
Everybody had a chalk and slate. So give everybody that thing in their hand. Now we have COVID, our kids are being asked what to watch TV. It doesn't work, Albert.
You want devices in there?
Yes, please.
Let me tie that to
it can't even be done today.
Let me tie that to the industry angle. AC's point of education is all said and done. The end product of education is industry. Their presence in industry. And she's saying, in that case, every institution, from what level?
We're looking at primary all the way up.
They were not KG. So every primary, secondary, and tertiary institution should be tied to industry, and that qualifies them for government funding, tax breaks. And you're seeing we'll build an ecosystem where they go for internships, they go for excursions, they go for career trips, industry exposure, and it works symbiotically. Could you, what's big about this? I'm asking each one to defend the other person's point.
You know, it's extremely important. In the current situation we have, we do internships. And you can tell when you are looking for somebody to employ the difference between somebody who has had an internship in their life and somebody who has not had. The difference is so clear. Because there's a fear barrier that if you are entering the job market, you need to break. I had to break it because I didn't do internships growing up. The opportunities were very minimal. So, indeed, it is extremely important to do that tie back. And the student going back to school, learning, the learning doesn't become abstract anymore. It's usually so abstract.
You make this point so beautifully. I think I've thought about this through and through, but I never for once considered the fear barrier that you mentioned.
Oh, yes.
But it's so real. I can relate to it very, very much.
I'm telling you,
I can relate very easily to the fact that when the child goes for internship and comes back to campus, now suddenly the something they're learning is cool. They can relate to the workplace they went to very much, and therefore they can make a more practical contribution. And that is probably why they also say to do your MBA or master's, go and work a little.
I am a perfect example. I didn't work. I went straight, you know, professor, but I went straight into the master's program. Like, working was not a conversation in the household. So I went straight. And my friends or my mates who were coming from industry, when we're doing HR and they are giving examples, you can see the excitement in the classroom. I'm like, what am I doing here? What's going on here? I was completely, it was so abstract. Even Maslow's hierarchy of needs was an abstract theory to me.
But to the person who's worked before,
they knew what it was. They could relate to it directly.
If you're a parent listening to us, this is good news for you. If you're a student listening to us, this is good news for you. If you are neither a parent nor a student, this is also good news. Thanks for joining us. So we've done
leadership
and governance. Looked at compulsive leadership training, looked at public sector reform, also looked at education and education. So let's zero in on the three: youth, sports, and social protection. Could you no more street children? Children lying at the malls, hawking on the streets. Every child, including orphans, must have access to food, clothing, shelter, and employment. This is ideal, but it's an end. I was looking for the means to that end. Unlike the other things that were very prescriptive, this one described a picture, but you didn't give us the means to the end. What did you have in mind?
It's providing the, should I say, the infrastructure. You see, you even had infrastructure in your thematic areas. So we should have, and the topic I would have picked, just very quickly.
Are you looking at the minimum requirements for what we call development? What are you looking for? That should feature in our manifestos, in our conversation, in our expectation. What
is
exactly
the social protection part that you said, which one would I have picked if I were to exit? It's social protection. This youth thing ties right into social protection directly. Where you have built a system that any human being who has been born into this country, whether with parental support or not, still has the ability to go to school, to study, to eat, and to come out being able to fend for him or herself. That is the strategic path to achieving no more street children.
It's, let me tie this to your and point social about protection social protection. He's confessed which one he would have taken and tied the youth to the old to old age. So he's talking about social protection for the young person. You are talking about social protection especially for retired people. My question for you, per the pensions law as it exists now, the revised one, a person in private practice can also initiate a pension. What exactly are you looking for?
So what I'm looking for is a social pension scheme where it's not just... So in private practice, you're thinking of, a lot of times, corporate. I'm looking at...
Tomato seller can do a pension.
Yes, so you can be... I mean, the reason for TS3 being created was so that informal sector, etc., everybody can actually participate. But we're looking at decent living, right? So it's not just the fact that you're given 200 CDs at the end of every month. You're looking at, one, the what the payouts are. Two, you're looking at a system. It has to be financed, whether you like it or not.
So if, if it was made compulsory... For the bread seller, the kayayu, if it was made compulsory, it has to be enforced.
And this is where you're thinking of an ecosystem tax.
I was going to say
you
Canada.
Need to... you see?
I want to remind you why these things will not be voted for.
Albert, these things...
I won't win.
It's not like... You know, we are saying it's ideal, it's big, clean slate, blank sheet. It's being done. Canada, what she is proposing but is done in Canada.
That is why you're having this conversation.
it's in Canada.
So
she said it.
Get the taxes and use that to fuel the safety nets for young people on the street, older people, etc.
So you're saying that our social protection... But we have some quite phenomenal social protection policies in this country. I mean, somebody will say, listen... The fact that the poor person's child, I've seen videos of children who are saying, but for government's free SHS, there was no way my parents would have been able to afford. Is that social protection? Or you're saying we should
put that is a tiny bit of a huge...
Do you know how much of our budget? Say it is big, but we don't do money. Don't say it's tiny. Brian,
but that's not an ecosystem. That's one piece of a puzzle. There's a lot more we have to challenge ourselves to do beyond education. There's housing, you know, so I can go. There are children on the streets today who through some of these charities will go to class and come back and sleep on the streets.
Yes, it's
true. Happens.
Let me find out from you in a minute to describe your mixed use housing concept. I think it sounded quite interesting.
So think of a housing community where you have people who can afford to pay a premium living there. They pay a premium, they live there, and then they go and come. You have people, older people.
You say they go and come, they go to work in the morning.
They go to work, you know, working professionals, etc. You have on site a community center where seniors can go sit down and spend time reading your library resources, technology, you know, classes. They're creating stuff. You have a lot of greenery. Lots of open space for, you know, a lot of open space for, you know, going and exploring. You have health facilities. So this is where you have private enterprise running. So it's like a whole campus running services, laundry, whatever, catering, etc., etc. You have a lot of learning. You have a daycare on site so that seniors can actually be spending time with young people, etc. But in terms of the model, you're looking at something that is not charity-based where, you know, we don't have money to run it, so it's gone. You know, and you have partnerships, you know, with corporates, partnership. I like the way you're smiling. You have something in mind.
Oh, most definitely. Let me tell you, before I go to Kuju, which of Kuju's ideas, he's confessed his own opportunity. He says the social protection bit is the one he has stolen.
Yeah.
And I'm using the word stolen. Which of his would you have stolen?
The youth. You know, so we're speaking the same language.
So both of you are oriented towards social protection. Yeah. One is holding the youth and one is holding the
adults. You take care of them and then I'll take care of the seniors.
For full disclosure, as the executive director of age, obviously, there was no way the elderly people would have left you alone.
If I left them out there.
You are the one who has taken parties manifestos. There was no way you had this chance and you didn't talk about other people, you go home safely. Your final points about sports.
Yeah.
You're saying it's not enough to have one great facility here, one there, one there. You see, it should be one district, one sport.
I'm still trying to pull me into the political space.
It's important too, anyway.
You see, when I describe it that way, it may sound funny to you, but in your mind,
yes.
Mm-hmm. If I say one district, then you can count the number of districts in the country, you know the number of sports facilities.
Yes.
I have no problem.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, mm-hmm. you're spot on. Mm. And the point I made, which I want to emphasize, is not that I have come and provided a boxing facility for you, mm-hmm. and I'm gone. That boxing facility needs coaches, needs dietitians, mm-hmm. needs etc., etc., etc. So it's a holistic program you are doing. Mm-hmm. You know, off air, we talked about Abeko and his swimming exploits. Mm-hmm. He got proper training. It's not like we built a swimming pool and left it, and then you just fly into the pool and you are going.
Story so well.
Yes,
the sacrifices of his father, Father Jackson.
Yeah. Why can't we scale up the Abekus of this world?
Yeah,
that's the argument I'm making.
My children were with Abeku, so please let's not go there. If you are with us, it's because we're having a big conversation about my ideal Ghana, and so far. Dr. Issi Ansah has talked about governance and leadership. Mm-hmm. Her three big points: compulsory leadership training tied to public sector reform. Mm-hmm. And then she says her second point is about education and linking education with industry at all levels. Her third point is social protection, pension reform that will give a decent life to everyone who works and finishes working. I'm sure that for many of you, say, this is the day the Lord has made. That last point is very important. Kojo Adai Mensah, on the other hand, has talked about every child a device across the whole country, where education is made virtually possible and enabled for everyone to participate, no matter the economic circumstances of themselves or their families. He's talked about the fact that youth must not be left to lie on the streets or the malls and force you to clear your car, screen with dirty water for a few coins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Each child must have the opportunity to have decent education, decent clothing and shelter, and of course, employment.
Mm-hmm.
And he says for sports, create an ecosystem where there are facilities all across the country.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
With well-trained coaches, dietitians, and once that is created, automatically to become a conveyor belt for talent across the country.
Mm-hmm.
1 minute. Doug, simple question.
Mm-hmm.
1 minute only.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Why not, as in...
If it sounds so real, why not?
Mindset.
What about mindset?
Biggest obstacle. Even these ideas, I'm sure there are people listening who are thinking, this one can't be done. No, this is Ghana. This is Africa. Oh, into me. I'm going to say this is here. People are thinking that way. That is the beginning. You know, so mindset is what, for me, is our biggest barrier. Not even the resources. Mindset. Once we start thinking it can be done, we're going to do this, we will mobilize the necessary resources.
So your prayer would be that Ghanaians should not rule these ideas out before they hear them well.
Yeah. Dream and imagine.
Mm.
It can be done. Imagine.
In the spirit.
Yes.
Charlie, you go far. Yeah. Oh, 1 minute.
I say, I'm not adding or subtracting. It's mindset. Decide and you will do it. You just decide that I am going to do this. I'll do it.
Are these applicable in the Paris sector as well?
Yes. Everywhere. Oh, 110%.
So you're saying we should start thinking around big ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Start thinking around creating these kinds of solutions.
Yes.
And not just think, but pursue them.
Pursue them. I want deliberately.
I want to say a big thank you to you, Kujua Diamonds and Dr. Isansa. I mean, I could do this all day long, and I've had a great time learning from you about your ideal Ghana. And my prayer for you is that just as you wish so well for our nation, may the Lord bless you too.
Amen.
Even though you will not be voted, as I indicated, I still think...
But we'll keep hammering.
As we have these conversations... our country will be elevated in our discourse, and some of these great ideas will become a reality. Let me just remind you that on the core program Hangout this week, we'll be looking at CV in, CV out, and that's about job readiness. I think my guests have spoken to that already, that your preparation for the job starts right when you are there in school. Find some internship, prepare yourself well, and in packaging yourself on a document, get it so right that the document alone will speak. And then when you add your voice, it becomes perfect.
That's it.
My name is Albert Okran, and next week, Sunday, join us again for our new time for Springboard, your virtual university. We've started a new time of 6:30 p.m. Sorry if you join us at 7 and you were surprised, asking yourself, when do we take off? From now till election 2020, Springboard, your virtual university will run from 6:30 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. Note the new time. Tell your friends. Tell your loved ones. And next week, there's a huge conversation about my Edil Ghana coming up. Don't miss that one. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. Thank you.
Just gone by Springboard with Reverend Albert Okran. Next week, Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Around this time, you'll be hearing Emetha Apau's voice. A Walk with Jesus with Pastor Atu Akwa will be on at exactly 9 p.m. Right now, though, I leave you in the able hands of DJ Bredash.
God, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. There is no other name by which we are saved than the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. See, the name of Jesus, sing and heal, death great. In the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus.
Help us, there is no name. you by day nor the moon by night. He will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands. You will not dash your foot against a storm. With long life, he will satisfy you. So it's the word of the Lord we are singing. The sun will smite you, and the moon, it will not hurt you. The flood will sweep you. The Lord is your anchor. You are the covenant's keeper. See, you are
covenant's keeper.
Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.